Let's all pray in silence.
低头默祷。
Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us begin the Sabbath morning service.
奉主耶稣圣名开始安息日早上聚会。
Let's sing in 395.
一起唱诗395首。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Several weeks ago, I started with this topic as the fruit of the Spirit.
在几个星期以前，开始以前，我在这边跟大家分享，圣灵的果子。
Let's go back to Book of Galatians, chapter 5.
请大家翻开加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16.
加拉太书第五章第十六节开始。
16 to 24.
第十六节到第二十四节。
Chapter 5 from verse 16.
第五章第十六节。
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh.For the flesh sets desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, and sensuality. 20.Adultery and sorcery, enmity and strife, jealousy and outburst of anger and dispute, dissensions and factions and envying, drunkenness, caressing and things like this, of which I forewarned you just as I have forewarned you that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Now these are those who belong to Christ, Jesus, have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire. Last time I talked about the fruit of the Spirit in the first hour as an introduction.
上次跟大家提到圣灵的果子是第一节。
And Christian journey is from the beginning with the flesh to the spirit.
做基督徒的一生就是从属肉体到属圣灵。
Yeah, this is the constant our progress of Christian life, from beginning with the flesh because we came from flesh.
因为我们人本来就是带着肉体。
And so that we can eventually.Gaining strength, and we no longer within the bondage of a flesh, but we're getting out of there.
但是通过神来的力量，我们可以脱离这个肉体的情欲。
It requires our time to our a cultivation in our life.
这个我们是需要努力去灵修得到的。
And eventually we're gaining the strength from the Holy Spirit that we gained our life be like Christ.
我们渐渐地从圣灵得到能力以后就可以更像主耶稣基督。
So that we can reach to the tree to grown up to be the bearing the spirit, the fruit of the Spirit.
我们灵性长大以后就能结出圣灵的果子。
Because we know that Jesus talked about the importance of the bearing of the fruit.
主耶稣也曾经提到的结果子的重要性。
Not necessarily everybody bearing the good fruit to glorify God.
不是人人都会结好果子来荣耀神的。
Do we know the one of the disciples, Iscariot, the Judah, end up he betrayed Jesus.
我们知道他的门徒其中之一犹大就到最后出卖了主。
Because he bearing the wrong fruit and throughout the few years of following the Lord Jesus.
因为虽然他跟随了主耶稣几年，但是结出来的还是坏果子。
So constantly, we can Christian life, we can look at ourselves, what kind of fruit we bearing within a Christian life.
我们今天当基督徒要反省自己结出来是哪一种的果子。
And Matthew chapter the seven, what Jesus you mentioned that.
请大家参考马太福音第七章。
Chapter 7 from verse 15.
第七章第十五节开始。
15 to 20.
十五节到二十节。
Beware of the false prophets who comes to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. And grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, not nor fig from the thistles, are they? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit.But the bad tree bear the bad fruit. Verse 18. A good tree cannot produce a bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce a good fruit. Verse 19. Every tree does not bear good fruit and cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruit. Jesus here give us warning of this false prophet.
这里主耶稣跟我们提醒要防备假先知。
I don't think as these prophet from the beginning, they wants to be a false prophet.
我相信这些假先知一开始也不是准备就当假先知。
But throughout the process, the progress of their life, and end up they deceive themselves, end up the bearing of this bad fruit, which is it turns out to be a cut away from God.
但是他们在信仰生活中渐渐的结出坏果子。到最后被砍下来。
So Jesus telling us, verse 20 says, so that you will know them by their fruit.
第二十节主耶稣说，凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
So the bearing of the fruit is very important in our Christian life journeys.
所以我们今天基督徒的生活中结出什么种果子是非常重要的。
The fruits, beginning with the true, bearing with the, bearing the fruit of beginning with the true faith.
要结出果子，首先要有信心。
There's a we know the story about the Jacob. The Jacob when he received the blessing from his father and his older brother the Esau trying to kill him, so he run away from his parents.
我们都对雅各的故事很熟悉。他得到父亲的祝福以后，哥哥想要杀害他，他就逃家。
At that time, his age about the 70s. His age about the 70 years around. So quite from this point of nowadays point of view is quite aged actually.
那时候他其实已经七十岁了，所以用今天的世代来看，已经蛮老了。
While he run, he just flee from his brother, and he stay overnight in the the Bethel. Stay overnight in the Bethel, and he had a dream.
他离家出走的时候，他有一天晚上住在旷野里，在伯特利这个地方。
Oh, in his dream, he saw that the ladder was set on the earth to reach to heaven.
那他在梦中看到一个梯子从地到天。
And there is an angel of God of ascend and descend.
那这个梯子上有天使上上下下的走。
At that time, the God showed in his dream.
那在梦里，神指示他。
And then he promised, I will give you this land.
神允许他要赐给他这个地。
Not only you, but in your descendant.
不只是要给他，也要给他的后裔。
And then all your descendants will receive the blessing through you.
神也允许他的后裔在必从他得福。
Yeah, I'll be with you, and I'll bring you back to this land.
神也允许他要跟他同在，带他去，也要带他回来。
The Bible, if you look at the Genesis chapter 28,
我们如果看创世纪二十八章
verse 15,
第十五节
，God talked to Jacob in this word. This word He gave it to him.
神这样子跟雅各说
，and He says.Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
他说，我也与你同在，无论你到哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，必永不离弃你，直到我完全向你所应许的。
God shows the letter, the letter that is showing to reach to heaven. And then God talked to him, I'll be with you.
神在梦里让他看到一个天梯，然后也亲口跟他这样讲话。
And he blessed Jacob and his life.
他祝福雅各一生。
And then he mentioned that I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
他这里说，我永不离弃你，直到我成全向你所应许的一切。
God has a plan for the Jacob to let his life to be trained, to mold himself to be like a true.True man of God.
神已经计划好在雅各一生如何去训练他、磨练他，成为一个完全人。
And so let him to climb up to this ladder to reach to heaven.
让他渐渐的走这个天梯到天堂。
It's very significant for in his life that throughout the 20 years his life within under his uncles.
我们。再来故事里，我们看出他到他舅舅的家二十年。
And not during the time is it's nothing he can control actually in his life.
在这二十年里面，他好像对生命没有完全的把握。
Everything is under control by his uncles.
好像凡事都是掌握在舅舅的手中。
But at the same time, his life continued to under his uncles to be.To be shaping and trained by him.
但是这段日子正是他在舅舅家里受到磨练的一段日子。
It's not a pleasant moment, but it's quite a tough time because the uncle is a very selfish and a jealous nature.
因为舅舅是一个非常自私又非常嫉妒的人，所以他日子不好过。
But yet God is with Jacob to his life blessed through these 20 years.
但是神与他同在，与雅各同在，也保佑他。
And then after 20 years, God calling him back to bring back to him to the land of Canaan.
在二十年以后，神又带领他回到迦南地。
And then God truly blessed when he wrestled with the man of God at that time.
当他回家的路中，又与神摔跤。
Now we understand that Jacob's life at the moment after 20 years of his life and then coming back. And one thing in his life is not the material blessing, but he wants to receive the blessing from God.
我们知道在雅各磨练以后，他所最追求的就是神的祝福。
So God, when God trained him in his life, he know what he's seeking for first priority in his life.
他知道在他生命中最重要的就是得到神的祝福。
He understand that is God's love. God's love and God's blessing.
他懂得神所来的祝福是最重要的。
And that we know that he received the blessing from God, even his name.Changed from Jacob to Israel.
他真正得到神的祝福以后，甚至神把他名字改作以色列。
This Israel is coming, coming from the from the God that you prevailed, the prevailed, you winning.
以色列这个名字就表示他与神角力都得胜了。
So we understand the Christian life is a journey, is coming from the faith.
今天基督徒的生活旅程也是靠着信心而走。
Ultimately, we reach up to our faith to be molded and matured.
我们在生活中也要体验到各种的磨练。
And that we can truly understand God's love.
从这当中才来明白了解神的爱。
So that this love, this faith to grow up to glorify God.
那我们信仰成长以后就可以荣耀神。
And when you look at let's turn the book of Second Peter.
请看彼得后书
Chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1. And here the Peter, chapter 1 verse 4, he talk about, from verse 4, talk about the become partakers of a divine nature.
一章第四节这里提到说跟神的性情有份。
And verse 4,
第四节,
for by this he has granted us to, granted to us his precious and magnificent promise, in order that by them you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. He mentioned about the Lord God that granted us.He's a precious and a magnificent promise.
这里提到我们的主神， 允许给我们又宝贵又极大的应许。
So he let us, he lead our life to make us, molded us like a partake of divine nature.
让我们有机会与神的性情有份。
The molding our life is this, we can say bearing the fruit of love, we can say, yeah.
这里的磨练，神要磨练我们，其实就是要让我们学习如何结果子。
It's like a become like a Christ.
所以让我们与基督，越来越像基督。
So that we can having escaped the corruption that is in the whole, the world by the lust.
让我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
Changing our motive, our beginning of Christian, that we can say that the spiritual motivation beginning, we can say the motivate by the our not by the lust but by the divine nature.
在我们生命中所做的一些言行，都是不是从我们的情欲所发出来的，而是从我们的灵性中
Most of the in this world, the people, they are solving the problem in their life, and they're trying to their way to the lead their life, manage their life by the lust.
今天世上的人大部分做决定还是要做什么事，都是从自私的角度出发。
Because we know that the lust within us is a very strong force.
因为我们每一个人心中心里这个情欲非常强烈。
You know, the lust of flesh and lust of eyes and boastful pride of life. This is actually a major force to motivate our life to continue to move on.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲是一个很强的力量。
But we know we read the book Colossians chapter 5. There's two desires from us in Christian life.
但是在哥罗西书我们看出来，我们心中却有两个力量。
A desire of flesh and desire of the spirit.
情欲的力量跟圣灵的力量。
The which side motivate our life that eventually grow ourselves bearing the fruit.
我们要跟从哪一个力量才可以结出果子呢？
Of course, in this world, because even though we don't believe in God, many people they have trying to be a good life.And a certain standard of their morality.
今天甚至不信神的人也用自己的力量希望做好事。
But their way of the reach cannot reach to the God's expectation.
但是用他们自己人来的力量没有办法达到神的标准。
So when Jacob he been trained by God for 20 years.
当雅各被神训练了二十年以后
，He can climb up to the ladder to reach to heaven.
他可以爬这个天梯，一直到达到神。
We can say this one as a picture as the become partaker of the divine nature.
我们可以说他已经跟神的性情有份了。
So Second Peter chapter 2 verse 4 here, the Peter talk about the become a partaker of divine nature is.Ultimate goal, ultimate reaching of our divine nature is true love.
与神的性情有份的最高巅峰就是有爱。
And so the verse from 5.
所以我们来看第五节。
For this very reason, also applying all diligence in your faith, supplying moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge. 6. In your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your self-perseverance, the godliness, verse 7.
六七节。
And in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. You talk about the divine nature, you talk about from the beginning with the faith, and the reach up to the love.
彼得书一章第五节到第七节，这里提到跟神性情有份的过程最高点就是有爱。
So this love quality, the Second Peter chapter 1 talk about this quality of love is different than what the world is seeking the love.
这里所说的爱跟世上一般的爱不太一样。
Which is this love is coming from God and He's a divine love upon our life.
这里所提到的爱是圣洁的爱，是从神出来的爱。
So this love should be beginning with the true.True faith.
这里的爱的出发点是从信心出来。
It seems like the faith. It seems like easy, but it's actually requires it takes some time to build up. Actually,
虽然信心听起来蛮简单的，但是要花时间去努力去
It's a kind of a process, so can say.
要去灵修，是一个过程。
The we know when the Lord he molded the faith of Peter.
我们知道主耶稣也曾经训练彼得的信仰。
During the 3.5 years of his ministry, and the Lord Jesus trained him, molded him from the Simon Peter to reach to be the Peter, the one that become a pillar of the church.
在跟随主耶稣3.5年中，主耶稣从西门这个人一直训练他当作彼得变成教会的柱石。
Now ultimately, the Lord the train him to understand the true love of God.
主慢慢的训练他，让他了解神的真爱是什么。
So let him tender his sheep.
所以到最后，主把他的羊交在彼得手中。
The willing to his life can offer the love that he received from the Lord to offer to his sheep.
让他从神得来的爱去爱去喂养他的羊。
Now all this process come from the true faith.
这个都是信仰的的一个的过程。
Now we there's a story about First King, chapter 17. There's a story about the you know the widows, in Zarephath. First King chapter 17.
列王记上第十七章，这里提到一个撒勒法寡妇的故事。
This one is we always praise about the Zarephath's faith, this widow's faith.
我们常常说这个寡妇的信心很强。
During the time of 3.5 years of drought.
这当时闹饥荒3.5年。
So first, God let him to stay in the stream to let his life to be survived for a time. But then also the stream also was dried.
本来神带领以利亚到河边去过了一段日子，到最后河也干掉了。
So God sending him to the place, a place where the Zarephath and also the widow's place.
结果神就带领以利亚到撒勒法的寡妇家里。
Now we know this widow is not the Israelite.
我们知道这个寡妇其实不是犹太人，不是以色列人。
She lived in the Sidon, so it's a foreign land.
她住在西顿，就是一个外邦人的地。
This is Gentile, we can say, right?
算起来是一个外邦人。
But when he reached to there, and then he find out this lady, the widow had one son, have just a little bit of oil and a handful of flour. That's all she has.
那这个寡妇有一个儿子，她也很穷，她只有一点小一点面粉跟一点油。
But like when Elijah asked for the bread, asking for bread making for first for him.
但是以利亚却要求这位寡妇先帮她做一个饼。
So really, for the lady heard this, it seems like it doesn't make sense because I only have a little bit of just flour and oil. I'm making this last bread and eat with my son. I'm dying.
这听起来从这寡妇的观点看上，好像一个很无理的要求。她只剩下一点点给她自己跟儿子，这个先知却要求她给先给她。
At that time, Elijah said to her, "Do not be fear. Do not fear."
但是以利亚呀对这寡妇说不要惧怕。
Go and then do as what I said and make the bread and feed me first.
你照我所说的去做，先为我做一个小饼。
And then you can make you and your son.
然后为你跟你儿子做饼。
This lady they follow what the man of God says. He made the bread first offered to the Elijah.
这位寡妇很顺服先知所说的话，就先为他做一个饼。
But once she have done this with the faith,
那她因为她靠着信心，照着以利亚的话做。
The Bible said the ball of a flour shall not be exhausted.
圣经说她坛内的面粉却不减少。
And the jar of oil also never to be emptied.
瓶里的油也不缺短。
So they continue to serve the mom and the mother and this son. And also the Elijah.
这点油跟面就继续的维持他们一家两人以及以利亚的生命。
This instance is coming from the simple faith of the widow then.
这个我们可以看出来，这寡妇的一点小信心。
Later on, later on, this widow's son, began to sick.
后来，寡妇的儿子生病。
But eventually, this son died.
结果死了。
And then the at that time, this lady complained to a man of God.
那这位寡妇就来跟先知抱怨。
Why you let my die in front of you, so they're reminding me for my sins?
你为什么来这里让我想念我的罪呢？
It is a complaint to a man of God.
他其实是向神人做抱怨。
Since you beginning with you came here for the help us of family with flowers and oil.
你不是到我家来帮忙我们，让我们有油有面吗？
Now my son is dying in this way. What's the point, you know, having this life?
那我现在唯一的儿子死了，我生命还有什么意义呢？
At that time, the man of God asked as a son.Bring to him.
那这时候，神人就要求他把儿子的身体带到他面前。
And then he brought the son to bring up to the attic, and then he prayed.
这个神人就把儿子抱到楼上去祷告。
And then the life coming back to the son.
这个儿子就又活过来。
And then he brought the child to the lady.
他把这个孩子带到寡妇面前。
And then she, the widow, the awake and the understanding of the true God.
这位妇人就醒悟过来，了解神的意，神的美意。
Now that I know you are a man of God.
她说，我现在才知道你是神人。
The word of God in your mouth is the truth.
借着你口说出来的一切话都是真的。
Expanding about his understanding of God and the true love.At that moment, his faith is grown to truly understand.
他在从信仰的出发点，终于了解到神的真爱。
Yeah, at the beginning of it, her faith was a simple faith, was very important a faith.
当然，他一开始的小小的信心是非常重要的。
And give a little love upon the showing the we can say kindness, hospitality to the man of God.
他也从他心中的爱来接待这位神人。
But later, when this happened in his life, the kind of a challenge upon her faith.
但是，当他的信仰面对到很大的挑战时候
，when the God showing her for the better understanding of God as his true love, even can help the true life.
神借着这个苦难，让他更了解神更高的美意、更高的爱。
Now after that, because we don't know what her life after all.
当然我们不对他的私生活不非常了解。
Because the Elijah went back to the Israel. So.
因为这故事结束以后，以利亚又回到以色列地。
But I'm sure because this lady truly understand and the love of God.
但是我相信这个妇人从此以后。对神的了解更明白。
She truly her faith to be mature enough in his throughout the whole rest of his her life.
她的信仰就真正达到成熟而完全神的真爱。
Growing of understanding of God.
她完全能够了解神。
We understand that God is a love.
我们知道神就是爱。
We can approach to God, the God with the faith.Then we can understand His love.
我们可以从信心来慢慢与神接近，就可以了解他的爱。
Then our life motivate ourselves to be like Him. Then.
那我们就有心中就会发出一个希望，想要更像神。
Life is this way to be matured.
这样子，我们的信仰可以得到成熟。
Understand of His true love in this way. We can equip the true love within our life.
我们可以也在我们身上开始发出神的爱。
Now we know the life of Jacob after he come back from his uncles.
我们如果想一想，雅各从舅舅家回来以后的生活是怎么样
？We know the life of Jacob. His life will no longer be like before.
我们知道他的生命到那时候就完全改变。
He really care about the neighbors around the people.
他就开始会为他。邻近的人着想。
Now also God really continued to bless in his life, Even later on, the whole family moved down to Egypt.
神继续的祝福他，到甚至最后全家都搬到埃及去。
He really understand the love of God and blessing of God.
他到那时候就完全了解神的爱以及神的祝福。
When he stand in front of the Pharaoh.
当他站在法老王面前的时候
he talk about the life is full of toils and labor.
他说他一生所体验的都是劳苦患难。
But yet he understand the blessing of God.
但是他却也明白神在这些事情当中给他的祝福。
So before he died, he blessed all his children.
他要去世以前，他这样子祝福他的子孙。
This is come from the understanding of love of God.
这是因为他完完全全的了解神的爱。
So we talk about the you know, fruit of the Spirit.
所以当我们在讲到圣灵的果子时候
the first things I mentioned about the fruit of the Spirit is beginning with the love.
这里第一个果子的表现提到就是爱。
This love is coming from the true faith.
这个爱心是从有信仰开始出发的。
Then this love to be magnified.
让我们可以跟这个以这个爱更扩张。
Now you know the Apostle Paul's life.
我们如果再想一想使徒保罗的生活
He's a very energetic person.
他是一个非常有
Very, very motivated person. We know that.
他有很大的能力，也有。
So when he received such kind of high education in his life.
他是一个非常受到高等教育的人。
He himself mentioned that he is the Pharisees among the Pharisees, which is he's very fervent Pharisees.
他形容自己是法利赛人中的法利赛人，表示他是一个非常虔诚的人。
We can say he doesn't want to be number two, but he wants to be best.
他不要当第二名，他都是要当第一名的。
I think at that time, many people there in the Pharisees, but they're very monotonous Pharisees. Maybe there are some very like they're not that much active, you know, Pharisees.
当时候的时代其实。很积极的法利赛人更并不很多。
But we can tell that when Paul he's convinced by his own faith of the through the Moses faith, he really doesn't like all the Christians.
那但是我们可以看出，保罗刚开始的时候，他是非常讨厌基督徒。
So he willing to persecute all the Christians.
他甚至到处逼迫基督徒。
That was his commitment for that he wants to be best above the best.
这个就是他如何为神大发热心，要当第一的方法。
Since my faith is right, then the rest of them has to be eliminated.
他觉得说，我的信仰如果是正确的，其他别人的信仰都是错的，就要跟他要消除他们。
But when he on the way to journey on the Damascus, he struck by the light.
但是当他到大马士的路中被大光照到
，and lost his eyesight.
他的眼睛瞎掉了
，and suddenly.He just lost everything.
忽然他好像完全失去了一切。
No longer his life, he himself to be controlled.
他生命没有把握自己。
But God arranged him to meet the Ananias.
神让他跟亚拿尼亚相见。
And led his eyes to through the prayer, to his eyes to be opened.
通过亚拿尼亚的带导，他眼睛再次可以看见。
He find out the true God in his life.
他终于认识了真神。
There he changed his life.
从那时候开始，他改变了他的生命。
Now what in his face, the first things he understanding is God's true love.
他首先一开始认识到的就是神的真爱。
That makes his life to motivate continue that his life to be the apostleship continue to carry his missionary.
神的爱让他成为他信仰中的一个力量，让他继续这他传道的生活。
Now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们请来看以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse from 3.
以弗所书第二章第三节开始。
Chapter 2 from verse 3.
二章第三节开始。
Among them, we too all formerly live in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by the nature of children of wrath, even as the rest. So Paul, he mentioned about the before he come to the Lord, and the believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He mentioned the former live in the lust of our flesh.
保罗说他在信主以前，从前他是放纵肉体的私欲。
Indulging the desire of the flesh.
随着肉体心中所喜好的。
Actually, because he talk about his life.
其实他是在讲他自己。
What is motivated all the things he find out is not true faith. It come from his own emotion and his flesh.
他认识他其实过去所做的一切不是真的是为了神发热心，而是为了自私，他自己肉体的私欲。
Verse 4.
我们看第四节。
But God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Now he understand the true love of Christ.
第四节这里提到他说他终于明白到基督的爱。
So the verse 5 is even when we were dead in our transgressions,They made us alive together with Christ.
第五节，这里提到说，当我们过去在过犯中，的时候，基督就已经让我们跟他一起活过来。
So you understand that by this grace, verse 8, by grace, you have been saved through faith that not of yourself, it is the gift of God.
第八节提到说，我们得救本乎恩。是因着信，不是自己从自己出来的，是从神赐给我们的。
No longer his life like before. His life is his own flesh and his emotions to motivate. But now he move and motivate by the love of God.
过去他所言所行都是靠着自己的私欲，但是他现在是靠着神的爱。
So later his life continued to offer his life to the ministry for the missionary trip to he offer himself to preaching the gospel to the Gentile.
从此开始，他到处去传福音，传福音给外邦人。
That's not come from his own personal ambitions, but this come from the love of God.
他这样子做传道，不是因为自己的野心，而是因为得到神爱的激励。
The true love, this is what we're seeking for in our life, is comes from the true faith.
我们今天所要求的、要追求的，也是这个从信仰出来的真爱。
If you look at Luke chapter 7,
我们请来参考路加福音第七章。
There's a lady, the sinner, that went while the invite the Pharisees invited him to have a meal. That he had Luke chapter 7, verse from 36.
路加福音第七章第三十六节，这里提到一个有罪的女人。
At that time, verse 37, he introduced the woman that a sinner. She came to the dining table.
三十七节说有一个女人是一位罪人，她到的耶稣坐席的地方。
And she brought this alabaster vial of perfume, which is a very expensive one.
她带着一个非常贵重的香膏来到主面前。
She's under the feet of the Lord Jesus.
就站在主耶稣的背后。
And anointed him and with her head to the anointed and then.With the perfume, that says.
他把这个香膏膏在主身上，然后他用他自己的头发擦主耶稣的脚。
But we find out at that time, verse 39, that the Pharisees look at this instance.
我们在三十九节看到说，当法利赛人看到这事
，If this man's a prophet really from God, he may know that this the lady is a sinner. So why they let it happen to his in him?
他心里说，如果这个人是真的先知，他就知道谁摸他。这 是怎样的女人？是一位罪人。
And here's Jesus explained the bring up as the parable about the two debtors.
结果主耶稣这样子对他回答，用一个比喻跟他说。
Do we know that because one is the owed to five hundred denarii, the other one is a 50 denarii.
这里说有两个人欠债。一个人欠五十两银子，另外一个欠五两。
If the masters the waive both of them, the granted, so the send them, who's the one who received the more love?
如果这个债主开恩，免了这两个人的债，哪一个人觉得更爱得到更大的爱呢
？Verse 43. 43节。
And
Simon answered, "Said I suppose the one whom he." Forgave more, and he said to him, "You have judged correctly."
四十三节这里说，西门说，我想是那得到多是那多得恩 恩免的人。
The one who received the 500 denarii to be forgiven, it's more feel that there's a love to receive from the master.
那一个得到五十两免债的人，他应该是感受到更大的爱吧。
And then Jesus explained to what you have done to me.
那主耶稣就继续跟他解释。
The Pharisees that you have done, when I you are invited come to here, but you don't wash my feet.
他说你是一位法利赛人，你请我到你家，但是你没有给我水洗脚。
But this lady, the with his tears and with her hair, to with a perfume to anoint me.
但这女人却用她的眼泪湿了我的脚。
You don't even give me a kiss, but she gave me a kiss in my feet.
你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人却我进来以后，她不住的亲我的脚。
You don't even anoint my head with oil, but this lady is different. She anointed my feet and with perfume.
你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人却用香膏抹我的脚。
And then the Jesus mentioned, for this reason I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven.
但是主耶稣说，我告诉你，她许多的罪都被赦免了。
But he who is forgiven little loves little.
因为他爱多，就得到更多的赦免。
Jesus will talk about the importance of understanding the true love.
这里主耶稣跟他讲真爱的重要性。
The true love that she understands, even though she is a sinner.
虽然她这位女人是一位罪人。
She understands the true meaning of true love.
她却懂得真爱。
Why this lady sinner came to the Lord Jesus?
为什么这个罪人，这位女人会来到主耶稣的面前呢？
Without faith, it was impossible.
如果她没有信心的话，她不会到主面前来。
But she knows her life already destroyed this much.
但是她知道她的生命已经是一是非常难过的。
Even all the town people understood she is a sinner.
整个城的人大家都知道这是他是一位罪人。
But she willing to come to the Lord Jesus.
但是他却有一份信心来到主面前。
Showing the thanksgiving to him.
他向主表达他的感恩。
With a full of effort from heart.
他真心真意的来到主面前。
So she is the one received the much love.
结果他得到他所得到的从主得到的爱是也是最大的。
So Jesus later she mentioned to her.
结果主耶稣对这女人直接说
Verse 50 says, Your faith has saved you.
他对这女人说你的信救了你
Because you understand the true love.
因为你了解真爱的意义
Faith is important things.
我们的信心是非常重要的
Once we have a true faith,
我们如果有坚持的信心
God revealed the true love to us.
神就会将他的爱显明给我们
，and through the training us to understanding his true love also.
他也会在我们的苦难中让我们了解他的爱。
It all come from the true, our faith.
但是我们一定要有信心来接近他。
The fruit of the spirit, the first one we know is love.
圣灵的果子，第一个就是爱心。
This love come from our true faith.
这个爱心是我们要有信心才能够。得到的。
Let's sing him 343.
我们一起来唱诗，343首。